Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm great, yeah. Very busy. You know, there's the build up, the documentary coming out.
Yes, on Sunday, the Sunday the 26th at 6:30. It's called Birdsong. I've been lucky enough to see this, and it is absolutely stunning. So, can you give my audience who haven't seen it an idea of what this whole documentary is about?
You know, if I was to summarise this in just a few words, I'd call it a love story with two tails. A love for wildlife and a love for Alva, who, you know, supported me and basically brought all of this about. So, you know, there's a nature-based element to it, but there's also a very human story in there too.
No, there really is. Let's talk about your interest in ornithology and in birds. I mean, this was early days, wasn't it, that you really fell in love with birds early?
Oh, completely. So, like, my grandfather and my father were both always into wildlife and the outdoors. And when I was born, I was a hyper kid.
Right.
Well, I still am, really. Like, and my parents realised that, you know, nothing would really kind of calm me down. But as soon as I was put into the pram and brought out into the countryside, that was it.
Right.
You know, I was a whole different person. And my father would bring me down to the local nature reserve in Cove, Cuscany Nature Reserve, and I was in my element there, and my dad would point everything out to me and teach me about everything we were seeing. And then when I was older, he'd start to imitate the sounds and ask me what he was imitating, and I'd guess. And he was teaching me in a fun and accessible way.
Yeah, the best way to learn.
Yeah, and I absolutely loved it. And of course, my mother was very supportive. You know, she wouldn't be as into nature as we were, but she, you know, she would before I drove and I wanted to see this and that, she would always drive me around and bring me to places. And
the important things parents do, yes, while they don't share interests, sometimes they're definitely the farriers and the encouragers.
And she'd always have the latest books for me and binoculars, so my parents were always behind me, you know.
Brilliant. And in the documentary, you do go back to the childhood home and look out that window where it all began. Now, I suppose the mission that you set yourself was to record the bird song of every bird species native to Ireland. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose the easiest way to word it would be all of the regularly occurring.
Mm.
So by that I mean the birds that breed here, the birds that winter here, and then the birds that pass through on a regular basis. Like, some birds only use it as a stopover. For
example, of course.
Whimbrel, it's a relative of curlew, will fly from Africa to Iceland and it will stop over in Ireland for a little, you know, a break. And
they are just such incredible creatures. I mean, birds in general, but migratory birds just utterly amaze me. Talk to us, though, about this mission, because of the birds, as you say, that are commonly around Ireland, I mean, 192 species is a lot. And also, to most of us, birdsong sounds like noise, and it sounds like very difficult to recognise one from the other. What are the challenges that faced you in this mission?
Well, for me, the noise is what we make.
Right.
So, you know, car noise, the hum of a motorway.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to escape that to capture the beauty in nature, mostly birdsong, but also mammals and various other things. So what I seek out is areas with healthy habitats and that are away from our noise. And then you'd have specific species in specific habitats and given locations. And in the early days of the project, it was easy. I come home with several new species each day.
Each day, yeah.
As time went on, then the easier ones roll under the belt and they become more and more difficult to track down for various reasons. They might be rare, they might be silent, they might be really, really far ranging, or all of the above. For example, golden eagle, it's silent, very silent, it's rare, and it can decide one morning to fly from Donegal across to Scotland, feed up and come back again. How do you plan to record that?
Exactly, yeah. And when you're recording this much, you've already mentioned, you know, your dog going out, you calling your dog, you've mentioned the noise of everything else that goes on. But from an animal point of view, there is so much vocalization, communication going on. I mean, I have a list here in front of me of the different things that you've recorded that even aren't bird songs. But can I please play everybody the sound of a seal farting? Because, frankly, I don't think my radio show would be doing its job if I didn't expose the nation to this. So this is the sound of a farting seal. And then again. Now, usually sometimes when I play these, I go, okay, it's not really farting in the way we fart, but is it farting in the way we fart?
It totally sounds like a human. And whenever I play that, like at school talks, the kids don't believe that it's not me. And do you know what? I'm so glad that I wasn't there, because this is a microphone that was left overnight. So the microphone took the brunt of it, not my nose.
That's good to hear, yeah, because I can imagine that with the fish diet, it would be pretty stinky, all right.
Yeah.
There is the sound of a Mistle Thrush song here with a trickling stream behind it, which I think everybody should have as some kind of relaxation on their phone.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear that, you automatically just feel different. It's amazing what natural sounds do to people.
Yeah. It's a combination of the trickling water and that beautiful, simple, melodic song, you know. When I'm capturing birds like that, I often try to find a point where there is a gentle trickle, because I just think it's such a beautiful combination.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, the documentary is beautiful. The story is beautiful. Yourself and Alba, and then the quest for the birdsong. It's called Birdsong. It's on RTÉ1 on Sunday the 26th at 6:30. I highly recommend you all watch it. And Sean Renane, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.